A dispatch from Ankara Tuesday, Al Jazeera reports, NATO summit opening with all 32 members present alongside Ukraine's Zelensky, with Trump on hand pressuring the alliance on defense spending. Zelensky's immediate request is additional Patriot air defense systems. The pressure behind the ask is concrete. Russian attacks killed over 50 civilians in Kyiv this past week, and Ukraine's air defense intercepted zero of the ballistic missiles. Hildegard takes the opening word. Epictetus follows.
I am a woman who watched empires die of their own strength, who saw the church fracture when the tower became more concerned with its own fortification than with the wall and the plain it was meant to defend. This is that shape again. An alliance holds when the strongest member makes itself smaller to hold the others. The way the strong man bends to carry the child. When the strongest begins to extract price for its presence, the body loses blood. That Ukrainian president asking for missiles while his city burns, he is the plain undefended. The Americans announce withdrawal like a man announcing he will leave the house unless the family pays him rent. Of course, the wall grows thin. I knew Frederick Barbarossa, the Holy Roman Emperor. I rebuked him to his face because he propped up antipopes, cared only for his own elevation, and left the church dry as a corpse. An alliance dies not from enemy siege, but from the moment its strongest member becomes the weakest spirit. Becomes a drain on the body's vir adiutas instead of its source. The killing blow is not the enemy's. It is the moment the center stops nourishing and starts taking. Your man Trump is doing what Frederick did, testing whether fear will make the alliance hold together. It will not. It will fragment. Fear never fed a living thing.
Zelensky is in Ankara begging for air defense missiles while his cities burn. Trump is demanding Europe spend more on defense while announcing he's pulling back American forces. This isn't a policy confusion. It's a man being forced to see what every dependent learns. The written promise means nothing if the keeper's will has shifted. I watched this in Nicopolis. My master Epaphroditus broke my leg, and I learned the distinction that everyone misses. The law said I was property. The law guaranteed nothing. What mattered was whether he wished to protect me or not. When that will wavered, every document became waste. These NATO members are paying tributes, pumping billions into defense. But they're buying a phantom. They're buying the appearance of security from a power that may no longer be willing to supply it. Zelensky stands before them needing Patriot missiles today, while they calculate next year's budget increases for a hegemon that won't guarantee he'll be their hegemon next year. The real question isn't whether NATO holds or breaks. It's this. What are you actually purchasing when you buy your security from someone who can announce, mid-contract, that he's leaving? You already know the answer. So do they, and nothing changes.
Al Jazeera reported it. Alliances strengthen until they can't move, and that's the trap you're watching now. Now, the machinery locked into contradiction with no exit that doesn't cost something irreplaceable. Back tomorrow with another.